Williams died in the back of a police car in 2011 after complaining to officers he couldn't breathe. Squad car video showed officers telling Williams to quit faking it. A month ago, a Milwaukee inquest jury recommended misdemeanor charges of failure to render aid against three officers. But Special Prosecutor John Franke emailed a report today saying he doesn't think convictions are possible. Franke's report disappoints Shardé Rose, the mother of Williams's children.
I was very, very angry. I was wondering how could he come up with a decision like that.
Rose's attorney, Jonathan Safran, says he thinks convictions against the officers could have been achieved based on the widely seen squad car video.
I think people can draw their own conclusions by looking at the video to determine whether or not they would think that a reasonable person as a police officer should think that Mr. Williams complaining over and over politely in the back of that squad car for medical help and indicating that he couldn't breathe, that that should have prompted officers to go ahead and request emergency medical attention right away.
Safran says U.S. Attorney James Santel has told him that federal investigations into the case remain open, and Safran will wait for more information before perhaps filing a civil lawsuit against the officers. About 50 critics of Franke's decision gathered to hold a protest march late this afternoon. County Supervisor David Bowens addressed the crowd.
And what we're asking for is justice. We're not asking for a favor.
And then, without a permit, the crowd started marching down a main street to hold a rally outside Milwaukee Police Headquarters. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.